Welcome to the Prayer Now podcast.
Prayer Now was born of a desire to provide prayer to whoever needs it whenever they need it.
We believe what James 5:16 says, that the prayers of a righteous person are powerful and effective,
and that God hears us and desires to answer our prayers.
Whether you're listening to receive prayer or to pray along with us for others, we welcome you here.
Hi there. Welcome to the Prayer Now podcast. I'm Elizabeth.
And I'm Amy. Today is a prayer for when you're fasting.
Yeah, and we want to just come alongside you while you're fasting. We know that it can be challenging when maybe you're in the midst of a fast or right at the beginning and just really needing God's strength to get you through. There are so many different reasons to fast. Whether you're fasting for just an answer, you're fasting to seek the Lord's face, you're fasting because you want to get closer to Him, or you're simply just fasting out of obedience, we want to come alongside you and we want to pray for you. Will you pray with us? Oh Lord, we come before you right now and we want to pray for our listener who is fasting. Lord, thank you that they have followed you in obedience and that they are fasting, Lord, to know you better. And so God, I pray right now for them. I pray that they will be strengthened. Lord, that they will be able to see you in such a clear way. Lord, that when they seek your face as they fast, that they will find you. Lord, that they will find answers for the things that they are wondering about. God, that you will deepen and strengthen their relationship with you. And Lord, I'm thinking about Anna, who in the temple, it says in Luke 2:37, and that she was a widow until 84, and never left the temple, but worshiped night and day, fasting and praying. And Lord, I think about Anna and her faithfulness, just her faithfulness to pray and to fast. And Lord, that's how we're coming to you today, just fasting in obedience, fasting in faithfulness, Lord. And it was in the midst of just one of those regular days that she got to see you, Jesus, that the Messiah came, that you came as a baby to that temple, and that she got to see you, Lord. And so as we fast today, Lord, we just want to see your face. And Lord, we seek you. We desire you. And Lord, we lay aside our fleshly needs and desire for food right now. And God, we trust you to fill us with everything we need. Lord, we know that we don't live on bread alone, but we live on your word, God, and on you. And so we ask, Lord, that you will give us strength right now as we're fasting, Lord, that you will just bring answers and clarity and deep, deep relationship with you. In Jesus' name.
Father, we come to you in this time, Lord, knowing that we are fasting to get closer to you. We are fasting for answers. We are fasting for deeper faith. Lord, we are fasting to get some clarity of what's going on in our life. Lord, we are fasting to glorify you in our life. And so, Lord, first I start out just declaring that, Lord, declaring your holiness, declaring your greatness. Lord, in Psalms 93 at the beginning, it says, the Lord reigns. Father, thank you that you reign. You reign on this earth. You reign in our lives. No matter what is going on, Father, and the world may seem like it's shaking or we are uncertain about certain things, Father, may we remember that you reign. You are robed in majesty, enveloped in strength, Lord. And it says, the world is firmly established. So, Lord, we stand firm on that right now, Lord, as we are in this time of fasting. We stand on your firmness.
Yes.
We stand in your majesty, mm-hmm. Lord, and thank you that we can be in your presence and also have that strength. And so, Lord, in this time of fasting, I want to speak and declare your words, Father, the promises that you have given us in your word. Lord, no matter if we are fasting from food or from social media or from any other things that you have called us to put down for a time so that we can get closer to you. And for no matter what reason, Father, that our listener is fasting, Father, we know that you know their hearts and you know what's going on in their life. And Father, I ask that you would just be ever near to them, closer to them than ever before, that they would open their heart and their ears and their eyes to hear you and see you and feel you, Lord, to hear those answers from you and to have that peace. Father, that as the scripture says, Father, that they would take, you said, take my yoke upon you. Lord, may we take your yoke upon us, Lord, for your burden is light. Father, may we let go of the burdens of this world and allow you to carry them. Father, may we hold your burden, which is light. May we yoke ourselves with you, Father, so that we can get through this time, even this time of fasting. Father, we know we can get through it because we're doing it with you. Yes. But the burdens that we are carrying, that we are fasting for also, Father, we give those to you and ask you to help carry them and know that we can get through them. Father, may we have the faith of a mustard seed. Lord, as tiny as it is, it grows into a giant bush, Lord. Let our faith multiply and be seen after this time, Lord. May it just flourish, Father, as we get closer to you and see you act in our life. Father, give us your strength. Father, we know we can do all things through Christ who gives us strength, Father. So give us strength in this time of fasting, in this time of coming to you with a need for direction. Lord, we trust in you. We trust in you to help direct us. We trust in you with our life, Lord. You know better than we do. So we put our faith in you. We lift our eyes and our hands to you and ask you to direct our paths, to give us some clarity, to give us a clear vision, Father, a fresh vision for our life and a revelation of what we need for this time right now. Lord, and I declare and thank you that you have put us here for such a time as this. And so we are just asking, Lord, for fresh vision and word, Lord, of where to go, what to do, how to act, what to say, what choice to make, what direction to go, what step of faith to take. And Lord, we do it all in trust and faith in you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Thank you for praying with us. Today, I want to leave you with this, a little longer passage of scripture. Maybe you can sit with it as you're fasting. Maybe you can chew on the scripture and really sit with the Lord with it and let him speak to your heart. It's Isaiah 58, verses 6 through 9. He says, Is not this the kind of fasting I have chosen? To loose the chains of injustice and untie the cords of the yoke? To set the oppressed free and break every yoke? Is it not to share your food with the hungry and to provide the poor wanderer with shelter? When you see the naked, to clothe them and not to turn away from your own flesh and blood? Then your light will break forth like the dawn and your healing will quickly appear. Then your righteousness will go before you and the glory of the Lord will be your rear guard. Then you will call and the Lord will answer. You will cry for help and he will say, here am I. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Prayer Now. Prayer Now is produced at New Hope Christian Community in Round Lake, Illinois. You can donate to support the ministry of Prayer Now at newhoperoundlake.com/prayernow.